What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast for Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
You are in prison.
Yes.
And that's within a cell.
Within a cell.
Within a cell.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a cell alone or are you sharing a cell?
It changed a lot. And, you know, it's a whole culture. And it takes what it takes, you know.
Were you afraid?
The first day I was kind of scared, yeah. Violent, and there's certain things that you do when you enter that system that you wouldn't care to do on the street, but it's part of the deal. I just took full advantage of it. I mean, it's strange to say, but, you know, even though it wasn't the end of my struggle, you know, I made the best use of that time that I could, because they say if you don't do the time will do you.
What I appreciate is you know where you're at by what you're able to retain if you fight for it, and the things that are going no matter what you do.
The way I grew up was, you know, my mom and dad were actually kind of squares who found themselves being really entrenched in this kind of counterculture, underground filmmaking world. And so it was all the people you would expect who'd been around in, you know, in Greenwich Village around that time. And so to me, it was just really natural. Like, for instance, the other day, me and the missus and a bunch of people are sitting around spitballing on kind of a big studio movie, and Exton, our 14-month-old, toddles in the room, and he just sits there, and while we're all talking and ideas are going back and forth and we're laughing, or we're, you know, or we're whatever, talking smack about some potential casting choice or doing whatever you do, we're just kibitzing, and the ideas were all kind of, you know, heating this project up to 211 degrees and stirring it slowly and seeing what happens, you know, we're developing it. And I look over it, and so in a sentence, that was my childhood was what I saw Exton having. It was absolutely natural.
What's humbling is to have to live your life for some reason that is yet to be explained to me by God in such a public way, when so much of it is so humiliating and embarrassing. So by the time I got into prison, it wasn't like, wow, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. You know, it was an extension of things being miserable.
I don't need to try to use something to hold on to everything. I want to pick the 5 or 7 things that I definitely want to hold on to, and I want to watch the rest of it go in and out with the tides.
I just happened to be in a situation the very last time, and I said, you know what, I don't think I can continue doing this. And I reached out for help, and I ran with it, you know, because you can reach out for help in kind of a half-assed way, and and you'll get it and you won't take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, it's not that difficult to overcome these seemingly ghastly problems.
You want to talk about validation and mentors and people who have been with me at critical times. I mentioned some male directors. All of them together could not hold a candle to the power of partnership when you find somebody who, without meaning to, you just kind of get each other, and then you cash in all your chips and you say, we're going to do this difficult thing, which is called relationship building and being in the same industry and all that stuff. But it's this thing of, it's the greatest mystery in life.
It's easy to talk fast and be witty when you have, you know, a written thing of dialogue, and I'm interested in people and I like sharing and communicating. I think the older I get though, the less need I feel to eat up all the oxygen in the room.
Any great partner holds their space and lets you fish yourself out of the chasm with a kind of benevolent neglect, which is saying, I can't do this work for you because it doesn't work if I take credit for it.
Loosely prearranged destiny. Mm. And what's incredible is how far afield you can go from it and still find your way back.
You know, Robert Downey Jr., when the paperback version of my first book came out, I wrote a paragraph about him to where, you know, again, about the ruthlessness of show business. People say show business is very forgiving. Well, if you're that talented of an actor, like Robert Downey Jr., they let you come back. And through his assistant, he contacted me and was so nice. Like, you know, at this point, he was Iron Man, you know, and I'm this comedian. He's a big Stern fan. He had read the book and he appreciated that I was complimentary to him in the book. And again, there's an example of the 12-step stuff. He said basically to me, I'm here for you. If you need me, I'm here for you.
Oh, hi. If I hadn't met her, who knows? But again, what's really cool to me, and I strive to be this in my work, in my personal life, I try to be.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is, as a dad, without being rigid, I try to just hold my space so that it's something that is consistent enough for someone else to rely on and have a deep, abiding trust in. If I'm completely trustworthy, if my word is bond, and if I suit up and show up no matter what, and you can count on me, that gives the others so much freedom because they're not having to entangle with my inconsistency or my neurosis or my need.
This gentleman was born to play Tony Stark, and the way he looks is exactly the way I pictured him. We are so lucky. Robert Downey Jr. playing this role, I was born under a lucky star, I gotta tell you. And to be in a scene with him, brief as it was, and I'll talk to them about that later, it was a joy, really a joy.
I think we keep the projection going. I think when you honestly face the individual that you have this, you know, incredibly complicated set of circumstances with, which is, you know, on either side. I mean, once you have kids, you know how vital and how kind of instrumental parenting is, but you take it for granted when you're just being raised. It's like, well, that's your job. No, I actually have a job. I'm a judge.
Once something goes your way, you can draw all the parallels you want and you can call it destiny.
Robert Downey Jr. is just, I mean, you know, like he breathed life into this kind of superhero narrative for so many people across the world. And Avengers, it's the biggest franchise in the world. So to be a part of that is an incredible experience. But then to, you know, be able to experience that with someone like Robert Downey Jr. is amazing. And he was so graceful and wonderful and a phenomenal actor and also a lovely, lovely person.
I don't know. If I'm noticing anything now, it's that we need to shift and we need new challenges. And just like MMA and society and politics, things are moving and morphing, and the information age is making things so, everything's learning and growing from everything so quickly, and improving or disproving or discounting whatever's happening next.
I have been reading this book called The Tao of Leadership, and I recognize that great leadership requires a great ability to not do anything in some ways. In other words, to not try to make things happen, but to be conscious of what's occurring in the moment and be very flexible in where you go, but very rooted in the basis of, you know, the principle of what you're trying to do.
See clearly. See clearly, even if your vision is going. And it's difficult because I feel like we all just get buffeted by feelings and ego or fears or little, you know, chips of resentments or intuitions that are tied to something maybe higher but you think is out of your reach.
Robert Downey helped me in a way just by knowing that he got better. Because you talk about chaos. His life was... Yes. I remember talking about him on a Stern show when he got found, you know, the stripper with the Wonder Woman outfit and crystal meth. He had a stripper dressed like Wonder Woman and crystal meth in somebody else's house. Like, you know.
So confidence, you know, there's been times when I felt I'm in possession of it. And then you want to let go a little bit because it's only ever the moment and life guiding you. The wind is so at your back that you're like, wow, are you just, you know, jumping over the waves and all that by yourself? And you're like, you bet I am. But there's a physics to the moment, man, moment, machine, whatever, and the wind's at your back. And then the wind does what the fucking wind does, and it changes. Always know what your action is, because then when you come in the morning confident, or when you come in the morning and you can't hit your ass with both hands, you know what to do.
But I've always wondered, like, a guy like that that's so fucking talented. He's talented in this weird, explosive sort of creep.
He's a unique guy. If you watch his movies, even when he's in a shit movie, he's great.
Yeah.
Like, you always look at what he's doing. He makes unique choices as an actor.
Agitated, and you have to go for it when you're going to, like, there's four walls in here. Which one has the map behind it? You, it's that one. And you knock down the wall, and it's there, you know. Don't chase that thing because you've got it in your hands. And I love the idea that if you're good at what you do, then it's not about time. I really like when you have a loose concept of what you're doing. There's certain parts that aren't going to change much, and the rest you discover.
I think the biggest problem is I was raised particularly in a generation that wanted to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, if you ask the people who know me real well, and I think I'm one of them now, is I'm not cool and I don't want to be anymore.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.